We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
No one in custody at this hour after a shooting in the city that left a 9-year-old boy dead. It happened in the Cabrini Green neighborhood early last evening. The boy shot in the chest and died at Laurie Children's Hospital. Willie R.J. Fleming is a community activist and family friend. He spoke with CBS 2.
It hurts. What can I tell her? What can I say to her? What, you can't bring the child back. Can't get the screams out your head. You know what I'm saying? For 8 minutes coming down to the hospital, I had to hear screaming because a mother can't let a 9-year-old go outside to play.
In the Westside Austin neighborhood, a shooting there at a backyard party. One man is dead, four wounded. Police say they're questioning two people in connection with that incident. Police say it happened just after midnight in the 100 block of North LaPorte. Detectives have recovered a weapon. New figures from the Chicago Police Department show Chicago experiencing a 51% increase in murders and a 47% increase in shooting incidents over the same period last year. This follows national trends of increasing violence across major U.S. cities. Authorities say part of the effort to combat the rise, the police department is continuing to focus on recovering illegal guns. To date, officers have recovered some 5,600 guns this year. That's up slightly from last year. In other news this morning, time is ticking for Chicago Public Schools parents.
The deadline for parents of CPS students to opt out of the proposed hybrid approach to classes in the fall is Friday, August 7th. The deadline comes despite the fact that school officials have yet to reveal final plans of what in-person instruction will look like. The Tribune reports the district has been asking for feedback from parents and say they can opt out of in-person classes for any reason. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A woman's hand was badly mangled after it became stuck while paying at a toll booth. Indiana State Police were called to a toll road collection booth at mile marker 17 on I-90 in Gary. Police say the woman's hand got stuck in the coin receptacle as she drove away. It's believed her ring may have been caught there. One witness tells the Northwest Indiana Times there was a significant amount of blood. She was taken to Methodist Hospital's North Lake campus for treatment. The Illinois Department of Public Health says as many as 3,800 COVID-19 test results, all linked to one lab, have been delayed beyond what officials say is appropriate.
The lab is Reditus, which has headquarters in Pekin. The Illinois Department of Public Health touted a partnership with Reditus Labs 2 months ago, saying Reditus would be opening a testing operation in Bloomington. Now the health department says it's working with Reditus to improve its testing operations because results from up to 3,800 tests from July 12th to the 24th have been delayed. The state says testing sites affected may include Aurora, Bloomington, East St. Louis, Peoria, Rockford, Rolling Meadows, and South Holland. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
WBBM has been trying to reach Reditus Labs for comment on that story. Lake County Health Department is hiring scores of employees to boost its contact tracing efforts. The department hiring 136 people to work as tracers of COVID-19. Since the first case of the disease in Lake County in March, the health department there says they have been More than 1,100. There have been more than 1,100 cases with more than 400 deaths, Lake County, Illinois. The Illinois Elementary School Association has reversed its previous decision to cancel its fall sports season and announce it will hold contests and limited state series in baseball, softball, golf, and cross country. The reversal comes 1 week after the announcement of the cancellation of fall sports. The board reconvened this week after the governor issued new guidance for adult and youth sports this past Wednesday. To get vehicle shoppers to return to Libertyville and to give the village and other businesses there much-needed financial boost during the COVID-19 pandemic, Libertyville's leaders are considering a plan to give gift cards to people who buy vehicles there.
Libertyville Mayor Terry Wepler says the village would spend about $75,000 for gift cards from Libertyville businesses. Then people who buy vehicles at Libertyville dealers would get the gift cards. Wepler says giving Libertyville's car dealers a financial boost is key to the village's financial recovery from COVID-19.
Libertyville relies very heavily on our car dealers. We help keep our property taxes low by sales tax revenues, and the car dealers supply over half of our revenue, about 55% of our sales tax revenue. Last year, it was about $4.2 million worth.
Wepler says the gift card program is proposed for this fall, as long as COVID-19 doesn't restrict vehicle production so much that car dealers don't have enough inventory in stock to make the program worthwhile. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, we always have the instant updates on the coronavirus spread here in Illinois, and we've compiled our reporting online at WBBMNewsRadio.com/coronavirus.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.